Welcome to our viewers on public television in America and also around the globe. Some of the rebels in Syria are using children as soldiers in contravention of international law. That's just one of the grim findings of a United Nations report released today. The UN says the country is in freefall and atrocities are being committed by both sides. It comes as the French government says it now has hard evidence that chemical weapons are being used in the war there. Our diplomatic correspondent James Robbins has the details for us.
The conflict in Syria has reached new levels of barbarism. This report for the UN says both sides have committed war crimes, although it's only President Assad's forces who've done so on a scale that amounts to crimes against humanity. Some of the most shocking findings are about the plight of children. Children starved in besieged towns, victims of government bombing, but also children exploited or mistreated by both sides. The report says the government side has forced children to watch the torture or killing of their parents. In one case in April, they threatened to shoot two girls aged 7 and 9 who started crying during their father's interrogation. But one of the most horrific accusations is based on footage seen by the commission showing the beheading of two victims, one of them apparently beheaded by a child.